When there's a string of corporate meltdowns, Wall Street gets a very bad case of the jitters. Happened a few years ago, didn't it? The sudden discovery that a major company we thought was doing well is actually in big trouble doesn't exactly inspire investor confidence. In some cases, some unusually creative accounting conceal how bad things really are for some time. Of course, the fundamentals of financial viability never really change. Your outgo and your income, your losses and your gains have to at least balance. And it's management's job to, of course, be sure that they do. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about heaven's balanced books. When you open your heart to Jesus Christ, it would be appropriate to hang a sign that says, under new management. You step down, and the one who should have been your chief executive officer all along takes charge. And you can be sure he's committed to balancing the books in your life, keeping a loving balance between gains and losses. In the midst of horrendous personal losses, Job was still able to see this balancing work of God in his life. In Job 1:21, which is our word for today from the Word of God, he says, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." Later, Job would have this balancing work of God more than proved when, as the Bible says, the Lord gave him twice as much as he had before. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first. In God's deep love and infinite wisdom, he knows that we just can't stand to have all blessings or all burdens, all happiness or all heartaches. That might be why the writer of Proverbs 30 says, "Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise I may have too much and disown you, or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God." Solomon assures us that in God's great management of our life, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to tear down, a time to build, a time to weep, a time to laugh. Maybe right now you're particularly focused on a lot of bad news, some losses you're experiencing. You know, this might be a good time to step back and look at the big picture of what heaven's CEO is doing in your life. It's time to review the blessings that are there side by side with the burdens. Are you missing that? God has this incredible way of knowing just how much loss you can handle and how to balance that with some good news, and how much victory you can handle, and how to balance that with some struggle. This loving God, who knows exactly what you need and when you need it, is working this very day on his gracious, life-building balance. At any given moment, you'll have something discouraging, but always something encouraging to offset it and make it bearable. At any given moment, you'll have some wonderful answered prayers, and you'll also have some yet-to-be-answered prayers. You can be sure that until the day you see Jesus, you will always, and I mean always, have plenty to thank him for and plenty to trust him for. That's how spiritual babies become spiritual adults. That's how spiritual wimps become spiritual warriors. Don't miss the good things God is doing because you're nearsightedly focusing on the hard things. You have a Savior who's always balancing the gains and the losses to make your life more profitable than you could ever imagine.
Thanks, Ron. Easter is coming. On Easter Sunday, what if your church could give every guest a powerful booklet that shared the true meaning and significance of the resurrection of Jesus? Please check out Ron's unique Easter booklet. It's called 72 Hours That Rocked the World. In fact, we would love to send you a free sample copy of this evangelistic booklet when you visit our website, awordwithyou.com. That's awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.